special Sunday if you haven't been with us for a while. And I hope you will be blessed by this service, because we're certainly blessed to have you here. Call your attention to the announcements printed in your bulletin. Lots of announcements going on. It's still not too late to take part in the virtual poinsettia ministry, and we are extending that even for one more week. So you can get your poinsettia set aside for a memorial. Special Christmas service, of course, is today. There will be more Christmas songs than you can shake a stick at, okay? And we've got our wonderful, talented youth who are singing, or who are actually doing the readings this morning, and we are blessed by that. We're collecting 5 cents a meal today for the Presbyterian Peaks program. Let's remember the hungry during our celebration. There will be a Christmas Eve service here, 5:30 on Thursday. I hope you can make it and enjoy just that last opportunity to thank God for the coming of the Christ child. If you haven't done your stewardship pledge card, please do so as soon as you can. Let's get that in and get that taken care of as soon as possible. There are upper rooms available in the entry halls. And remember, Good Samaritan. I won't read all the things they need, but you can, and we can respond. Pray for our Stephen ministers, and indeed be sensitive to the needs around us. We have Stephen ministers if you know of someone who is in need of a friend to come alongside them during their difficult times. We are gathering information for the January newsletter. Please let Sherilyn know. We have a note from Julia Baskerville. I don't know if you got a chance to read that last week. It's on the back page of your bulletin. Now, ta-da. Pay close attention, because somebody's going to come and say, they never told me. And I'm looking to see whose faces are here. Worship will return to 11 a.m. Sunday mornings beginning January 3rd. Write it on your hand, wherever. So you're here, and you won't come in early and say, they never told me. Sunday school for youth and adults will be at 10 a.m. So we're going back to the old schedule, in other words, folks. So please remember that. Men of the church, we are not meeting again until January 7th. And there was the women of the church are meeting soon, aren't they? Who are we talking about? January 5th. Okay, thank you for that, Bob. All right, that's about all I have. He's the speaker, that's right. So he's got to have that on his calendar. I'm sure they're going to have a great program that day. Are there any other announcements this morning? Well, if not, we've got a lovely prelude for you. Thank you.
candles of hope, peace, and joy have been lit. Today, we also light the candle of love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loves us, we also ought to love one another.
A classic picture of Christmas is Mary holding her newborn child with Joseph standing by her side and the animals and shepherds gathered around them. But Christmas is more than love for a newborn baby. It is more than the love of family and friends. It is the love of God in sending his Son into the world. In the birth, life, and sacrifice of Jesus, the Heavenly Father demonstrated what it means to love people, our fellow human beings. Let us pray. O God of love, continue to take on flesh in the lives of your people as we live our lives to demonstrate your love in a lost and needy world. Amen.
Please stand for our salutation and call to worship. The time is now when we worship God in spirit and in truth.
For God so loved the world, and he gave his only Son.
All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
When we were still powerless, Christ died for you and God.
By his wounds we are healed, in him we are forgiven. You may be seated. We come to that time for our prayers of the people, and we will always give you a chance to add any concerns that you might have to that prayer list this morning. Is there anyone you would like to add to the prayer list? I see a hand shot right up.
We have a granddaughter.
Well, praise God for Emery Catherine, and I hope they're all doing well, her and Mom.
They're doing good.
You're only 21 behind Jim.
Okay. I did see another hand. Tammy Bates lost her husband. Thank you for sharing that. Was there another? Yes. Carter, thank you for remembering Carter. I understand he's recuperating.
He's recuperating pretty well.
Okay. For those of you who haven't heard, Carter had a heart attack. And
three stents,
yes, is what I've heard too.
And he's pain-free, and he's doing very well. Come home.
Oh, good. Thank you for remembering him. Anyone else? Oh, good, another hand. That's Johnny Cole, C-O-L-E. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Well, thank you all for that. Let us come before the Lord in prayer. We'll offer up our cares and our concerns. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, in this season we celebrate you with all of our senses. We celebrate today, particularly, your gift of sound. We listen for you in the voices of our beloved, in the giggles of children, and the sweet tones of the youth. We listen for you in carols and hymns. We listen again to the promises you sent through the prophets. We hear the voice of John the Baptist crying from the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord." Oh, yes, we listen to you, O God, but we also watch for you. When we see a rainbow, we remember your promises after the flood of Noah. In the white that covers the earth, at times we're reminded of the purity of your holiness. In the green of the Christmas tree and the Advent wreath, we're reminded of your love, which is evergreen. And yes, even in the red, we remember the blood of Jesus Christ shed on our behalf. Thank you, O Lord, for our senses, that we can worship you, we can receive you in all of our senses. The greatest sense is one in our hearts, where we sense your presence, we sense your love sent to us in Jesus Christ. And in the spirit of that love, we want to pray for our neighbors and friends who are in need today. We're remembering Freddie, as always. We pray for your continued blessing and healing for him. We pray for Donnell, for Joe, for Janet, for Barbara, for Julia, Julia's family, and also for Tammy Bates, as she had lost her husband. We ask for your comfort and your strength for them. We pray for Carter Henderson as he recovers from this heart attack. We pray that you would bless he and Karen, surround them with your love. We pray for Johnny Cole as he is in the ICU recovering. We pray we surround him with your love and healing as well. We give you thanks. There are so many things to celebrate today. We give you thanks for our missionaries, Dave and Rachel Carter, and the pioneers. We give you thanks for the AA and NA and Al-Anon that meet in this place and help so many and lift up so many lives. And we give you thanks for our families, for this time of year when we celebrate the coming of the Christ who is center in our families. And we give you thanks for wonderful gifts like little Emily Catherine. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the gift of each other. May we deal kindly with one another in our homes, in our families, and here within your church. We know of your love because you poured it out for us upon the cross. We pray thee, O God, may that love be the character of our lives. May we be the kind of people who can truly say we are Christ-like. We are Christian in every way. Now hear us as we pray the very prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." We have many things to be thankful for, and we're going to take a moment and recognize God's generosity in that the celebration of our tithes and our offerings. We thank you, O Lord, for the pledges that have been coming in. We give you thanks for the gifts that keep this church operating and able to do the ministry that you have ordained for it to give. And we give praise to God who sent us the greatest gift of all in Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate by the singing of the doxology. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, once again, for your generosity, for your blessing of our lives, for the blessing of this wealthy nation, for the blessings that you pour out upon this world. Make us good stewards of all things, for we pray in Jesus' holy name. Now it is my pleasure, you may go ahead and have a seat, my pleasure to invite you to sit back and enjoy a wonderful special Christmas program presented by the youth of this church and the choir. We have the readers are listed here, and I understand there's one name left out.
Maddie Freshour.
Maddie is left out, so we're going to give you a top billing now because you got left out. But we're very proud of you all, and we are looking forward to a wonderful Christmas program, so enjoy.
As the story begins, the Jews are a weary people. For years they have prayed for a Savior, a Messiah to come and restore Israel. And though prophets have pointed the way to the birth of the Messiah, the people still waited anxiously for the coming of the Savior.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. When they arrived there, were no guest rooms available for them, and they ended up in a lowly innkeeper's stable.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Mary and Joseph were overwhelmed with joy, but they were a long way from home. How they wished their family and friends could be there to celebrate the birth with them. Here in the strange town, they huddled alone in a stable.
Sweet bed, the stars in the sky. In this humble setting, the King of Kings was born, in an anonymous stable, unbestowed to all around. But as the initial joy of celebrating the successful birth of a healthy child faded, Mary and Joseph must have witnessed an astonishing scene unfold. Mary, Joseph, and the baby wouldn't be alone for long. Angels would invite shepherds to celebrate the birth with them. Though they were just lowly shepherds, they were chosen first to see the newborn Messiah. The night would change their lives and give them a story to tell to the end of their days.